They're pretty disruptive, you know, physical, fast, typical Wade Phillips defense. I mean, everywhere he goes, he has a way of getting the most out of those guys up front, and they're talented as well.
Frank, what's the benefit of having the committee approach, so to speak, in the backfield as opposed to that one primary guy?
I suppose there's pros and cons, but like anything, you play the cards, the hand that we have, and the hand that we've been playing has been working for us, where it keeps them fresh. Feel like we've built in enough rhythm for them at times. I'm sure every back always wants more carries, but so far it's been working pretty well for us.
Frank, Carson's had five rushing first downs on Sunday. He's got like nine in the last 2 weeks. Would you have anticipated that going into this season?
Yeah, that's probably a little bit more than, obviously that's a lot. Nine in 2 weeks is a ton. So that's just a credit to him being able to improvise and his physicality and his athletic ability. When things break down, he has that knack. My hunch is, and my experience tells me, that those kind of come in waves a little bit. You get a bunch like that, nine in two games, and then you go three games where he's got one or two, where things are clicking, the ball's getting out quick. Other times where it's a little bit more impromptu, and I think we just hit a spurt of those.
What was your thought when you kind of looked over the game and realized that you only had one three and out and you only punted three times and ended up with 10 points? How did you process that?
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult. I think we felt like we left some points out there. You know, I credit them. It was hard to get a little bit of a rhythm going in the first half. You know, we just couldn't quite produce. You know, we had some plays, but just not quite enough to get down into the red zone and get more points. I know second half we got in a little bit of a pass mode and put some yards up there, but it's really all about, you know, our formula has been play good early on, get a lead, be able to stay balanced. If you're looking for a positive, you know, when we got in a pass mode, we were able to gain some yards passing and be able to handle that pretty well and have some production there. I think you can build off that in the future, but you're not happy with the results from the game.
Frank, there was that key fourth and three. Kenyon Barner said he thought that was a touchdown if he could have stayed on his feet. What's the teaching point there of how he gets to the right place?
You know what? That's a play where he's kind of bursting through the line, just finding a gap, going from one side to the other. It's a play that most teams in the NFL run. The idea is to try to get the guy who's man-to-man cover on him from one side, have to fight through traffic. But we have to fight through traffic as well. And Kenyon got through there pretty well. It's the kind they were pressuring us on that play. If we can buy a split second more time, maybe if he gets through clean, it's three or four things that I bet if we run that play under that same defense, you know, we probably hit it for a huge play 60-70% of the time. But there is a little bit of a risk-reward when you send it back across, having to fight through. That's the risk-reward of the play. But it's a good play that we felt was the right call at that time.
Frank, you said it was a typical Wade Phillips defense. What are some of the things that he's done that are so disruptive? Or what is a typical?
You know, I mean, he just has the right mix. He you know, everybody knows in football terms, he's going to play an under front with Sam at D and play cover one. That's his deal. But, you know, I think in recent years he's mixed the coverages a little bit more. When he was, you know, when I went up against Wade when he was in Denver there for a little bit and had that defense, it was cover one almost every snap. I think he's mixing it up a little bit more, but still his primary DNA is that five-man rush, cover one, just saying you got to beat us. And, you know, he has those guys playing well.
I've seen cover on the defense, but the Rams defense, that is. But during the pre-draft process a year ago, what did you see from Jared Goff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we looked at him very closely, thought very highly of him as a quarterback mentality, person. His tape, it was all good, all positive, had high opinions of him.
Frank, the focus for Carson is obviously on the Rams' defense. But is there a tendency to press because this is the first time the first and second players in the draft are on the same field?
You know, I suppose that could be something to think about because of how much hype will be around that. But I think at the end of the day, it's like going up against other challenges. He has so much to focus on as far as running the offense and focusing on beating a very good Ram defense. So ultimately, he's not going up against Jared. I think there's a healthy respect. I think it's great. I think it's great for the game. I mean, you got two good young quarterbacks going against each other. I think they'll both be pretty focused on executing the offense.
Carson only averaged like 3.5 yards per attempt, which is kind of like way below what he's done all season. What was kind of like going on there, and how did you guys adjust in the second half as to what it's been all year?
Yeah, you know, I just think that's sometimes, you know, the flow of the game. You're not hitting on things for a quarter or two, and then all of a sudden you find a rhythm, not just in the pass game, but in protection. You hit a big play, it creates momentum, and you build off of that. You start sustaining drives, convert a few third downs, stay on the field longer. I think those are all things that contribute. You know, I think when you see a quarter or a half, I think we had 4 possessions in the first half, which is low. You know, normally you're getting 5, sometimes 6 possessions in a half. So you just don't get as many attempts. Sometimes I think that's the answer.
It seemed Carson winced after a few of those hits. Doug said we should ask you, what was the conversation on the sideline? You did say that.
I believe you. I believe you. You know, the conversation, you know, I always have my eye on Carson and the hits that he's taken. But this isn't a, hey, buddy, how you feeling? You know, this is, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Okay, then we're good. He's a tough guy, and this game is for tough players. So, you know, I watch that. I'm aware of the amount of hits that he's taken as his as DeFilippo, you know, up top. He's watching every move as well. But sometimes as a player, and I think Carson falls in this realm, you thrive in that. I mean, you thrive in that. I mean, it doesn't feel good, but it you're in the game. This is what football is. It's a physical sport, and just because he plays quarterback, it doesn't mean he's not a part of that. And we all know that he's a little bit wired like that, but I still think he's done an excellent job of taking care of himself. You know, I don't think he's taken a bunch of unnecessary hits except for the illegal ones. You know, even though a little bit's made of him, he's so athletic. He's been good at getting down no matter how that is or getting out of bounds. I think he's done a good job with that.
You've talked about how even keel Carson is when he misses a throw to Aguilar. He was pointing out some of his mistakes after the game. What's his demeanor on the sideline or even on Monday, Tuesday when you watch film with him?
He's like many of the great players I've been around, very hard on yourself. And, of course, you're always hard on yourself. And I'm not saying this about a throw that was missed to any one particular player. But sometimes there are, I can tell you, over the course of in quarterback play, there are throws that you miss that you know you should have made. That still doesn't mean everything was perfect. You know, you could have had a guy in your face. The receiver could have run the route not quite the way he was supposed to. But always when you're the kind of player that Carson is, you're always going to put the blame on yourself. And you should. Because, you know, you want to make those throws and you want to push yourself to that regard. So he's very hard on himself, but that's par for the course.
I've seen Torrey make a catch downfield in a little while. What's the reason for that? Is he not open? Is Carson not looking for him?
You know, I think that, it's been a few games. We have stuff in every week to get our guys, all of our receivers, vertical. I mean, we literally every week we make sure that there's opportunities to get the ball downfield to each one of those guys. Sometimes in the flow of the game, the way it's called, you know, if you got 10 throws like that, and Torrey's got 3 of them, and Nelson's got 3 of them, and Alshon's got 3 of them, whatever the case may be, sometimes they just don't get called. Or sometimes they play a coverage that takes it away. So it's usually a combination of those things. Again, it's relatively small sample size when we're talking, you know, talking like that. So we just keep rolling it, and no, Torrey has the speed to get deep.
Did Zakai's performance Sunday night bother you or alarm you at all?
I'm sorry?
Vitae's performance Sunday night, what do you take from that?
Hey, in a very challenging environment, you know, there were times going up against a very good pass rusher. I thought there were times he held his own real well. I mean, Clark had a few good pass rushes on him. There was one move that he made that, watching the film again today for the 3rd or 4th time, it was a wicked pass rush move and very good. So I thought in that environment overall, it was he was fine.
Carson's,
Carson's completion percentage is really the only number of all his passing numbers that has gone down this year. Is that primarily a result of the fact that he's just throwing more balls deeper, lower percentage throws?
I think that's a big part of it. Yeah, I do. You know, we have different personnel this year, throwing the ball more downfield. And last year, as you remember, we probably, I don't want to say threw more. We're throwing a fair amount of RPOs, but early on in the year, we threw a bunch of short stuff. With the personnel we have, we are throwing it down the field a little bit more. Feel like the accuracy has improved on all levels. You know, I know in the completion percentage, it might be down a point or two. I don't even know the overall number. I just look at it week to week. So I feel good about the progress, the way he's throwing the ball.
Okay.